Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
We love our country.
We love our country. It don't get much bigger, y'all.
No. Other than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
I threw a 10 on the bar, ready to drown the hill I've been going through. I didn't make it far, for an old cowboy sat down, said, buddy, I've been there too. Ribs on his chest and miles in his eyes. Said, I've seen my fair share of hard times. I've tried fixing problems with band-aids and bottles. But the only real secret to life is you gotta ride.
Everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side.
every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby,
no better way to start than with Zach Top, who I think is your favorite country artist right now. This is South of Sanity.
Playing a rodeo in Montana tonight. She's 2,000 miles away. Says she loves me on the phone as she cries. Wishes I'd come home to stay. But I'm somewhere outside of Missoula. They just called my name from the stage. When we hung up, she was talking, leaving. Now how am I supposed to and play? She's left me somewhere south of Sanity, still just north of insane. The show is over, I tried twice to call her back, but no answer either time. My thoughts are racing like a fast car around a track. Oh, and I can't get her off my mind. And I'm somewhere outside Albuquerque. They just called my name from the stage. Talking, leaving. Now how am I supposed to sing and play? She's left me somewhere south of Sanity, still just north of starting to believe I might be losing everything. Still I'm somewhere outside Amarillo. They just called my name from the stage. When we last talked, she was talking, leaving. But I got a show, I got a play. Somewhere south of Sanity, still just north of insane.
Do you like it when people say thank you when you hold the door open for them? Maribel's hanging out in East Nashville.
Of course.
The best
I hate
thing.
It when they don't, I think.
Some people don't. And you're like, sometimes I want to say, you're welcome, when they don't say thank you.
I know.
Really rub it in. Like,
exactly.
You teach these people some manners. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
It's very passive aggressive. But yeah, I think we need to start doing that. Because apparently saying thank you is going away. According to experts, they say because face-to-face appreciation is dying and digital texts are replacing it. What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. We're playing Hardy, Truck Bed next. 97.9, the Big 98. Nashville's number one for new country.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Ain't it a scary thing when somebody's time here ends? Laying flowers on their grave, wondering where their soul went. I tried and I tried, he was starting to listen. I brought him to church, he was feeling conviction. But you took him away before I could convince him. So I'm here on my knees saying, hey God, I know you know what I'm about to pray. God, I just had to suck it up and say goodbye to my best friend. I don't ever want to never see him again. And I know the only way to get in is through you. And he wasn't quite the Christian he was supposed to be. And Lord, it ain't my place, but could you let him in anyway? I can't imagine the day heart's last beat when I walk through those gates and he ain't waiting on me. All I needed was a little more time, I swear.